Ben, you've just actually introduced us to the legend that is actually Mel. And, you know, as we were just talking about our philosophy of radio, I think here we have manifest amongst us the soul that is Mel. Would you like to introduce her briefly?
Well, this is Mel. She's generally a legend and has supported Tallulah for several years in every respect, every capacity. So, Mel can tell you
from Berlin through to beyond, really, I would have thought, Mel.
Well, my travelling with Tallulah is a classic tale of the universe weaving two lives together at the same time in order to create the pattern that you can only see when you step back and look at that tapestry. So I came along at the point where she just needed somebody to help her become the person you are going to see tonight.
Which is generally outstanding, fantastic musicianship, and all the marvellous things she'll be shining on.
Well, I became, for a very short period of time, her manager, in inverted commas, as I'd never been that before.
I think Brian Epstein started in a similar capacity, but maybe that's a different line, different era.
And I've really got the really talented ones. He only had the Beatles. I have Tallulah, who, to be honest, is one of the most unique, creative women I know, and unbelievably courageous, because I obviously have stepped aside as she strode out and created this unique path that she's done over the last year. So I feel that I have the Tallulah Rendell.
Yeah, absolutely. Rachel.
Yeah, sorry, how do you know Tallulah? You meet her, did you say something about travelling?
I meant that we were travelling on that planet. As in
plane of existence.
Yes, plane of existence.
Astral.
But a friend of mine told me that I had to come and see Tallulah. And I turned up at her last big show at All Saints Church at the end of her last album and sat in the audience when she said, "Is there anybody in the audience who's a manager?" And my friends told her that I was the person she really needed to know. So then that's the way the internet works and the Facebook works. And we connected. And then she said what she needed. And I said, "You look like you're about ready to roar. I'd love to be a part of that."
Amazing. That's pretty cool.
And that's what we call about the universe manifesting its own unique ways. Ben, I noticed you were working with the camera earlier. Is it true to say that obviously you've got some photographic genius material as well? Is that right, Mel?
Ben is one of the most talented people behind a camera. In fact, he lent me his camera for a very short period of time, which helped me to develop my techniques. But genuinely, he is a softness with his subjects. He literally is there for them, and he captures them, and there's nothing about him in that. There's no ego. He's one of the most magical pairs of hands you could be in front of the camera.
I figured that was the case, which is why, Ben, we needed to have you talk a little bit about your photographic expertise, because otherwise, when we were playing this back, people said, "But you didn't talk about his photographic expertise." So what's the secret? Simpatico? Is it a case of...
Well, I'm going to tell you a little tiny story. When Tallulah was making her crowdfunding video, she was looking for somebody to do the camera work, and I was there chatting with her, and I kept saying to her, "Ben has to make it, Ben has to make it. I've never seen you shine so beautifully in front of a camera as when Ben takes it. Guess who did her crowdfunding video, and guess who did such a beautiful job?"
So that'll be you, Ben.
Well, it was me, it's very kind of you to say all these nice things, but I think it's more about being in the right place at the right time, because we spend a lot of time together, and she's relaxed with me, so we're not...
We've already had the tale of you flying her over to India and beyond, really, so, you know, that's a pretty significant line, really.
I think photography, for me, is just about capturing something that's beautiful and natural in its own environment, without trying to contrive beauty. Just be there to recognize it, to see that it's there and shining and capture that moment. So I just happen to be in the right places at the right time.
Destiny. Rachel?
I think you described these pictures perfectly. They look natural and beautiful and just, and like the black and white, the contrast, simple, but they just look fantastic.
They're like colour, but black and white. It's fantastic, black and white in colour.
Well, it did start off as colour, and it was a big debate whether they should go black and white, and now I see them all together in the gallery, all black and white. I think it looks absolutely magical. And there's lots of different photographers. You know, I've only taken a few of these, and they all come together as one now that they're black and white, and I think it's worked really well.
The point we made, actually, should you recall Rachel saying that the wonderful resonance between black and white, the images, etc., it does set a whole scene here. And Mel, you even come colour coordinators as well in your outfit this evening.
Oh, I got the memo.
Marvellous.
I'm wearing black and white for everybody on radio, by the way.
It's always important from that point of view. So what's the next step in the life of Mel, then? I mean, have you got a couple of other talents that you're sort of looking to develop and show to the world?
Well, to be honest, I am an artist and a writer in my own, or a photographic artist and writer in my own right as well. So I am just about to launch my crowdfunding campaign for a book about a pilgrimage I took with my sons for 800 kilometres across Spain. But it's not about me tonight. It is about Tallulah.
But nevertheless, always looking for the sequel, as Ben will attest to, I think, as well, Rachel, we should be looking to feature Mel and sort of carry this story forward. What do you think?
I think maybe, yeah, that sounds really interesting.
Would you be up for that? Southside Broadcasting, sharing the joy?
Well, yes, great.
So that's a hesitant yes.
Thank you. I'm mindful of the fact that tonight I am here representing Tallulah, but it would be a great honour because I would love to tell that story.
I can go back to the first time I encountered Tallulah's mum was at a fundraiser for the Galapagos Islands down in Sloane Square, and that's what brought me here. Surreal, isn't it, really? But there we are. Thanks to those Galapagos tortoises, here I am experiencing the Tallulah Randall launch at the Rebecca Hossett Gallery. So it just goes to show, the universe is working for us.
It weaves a mysterious tale, doesn't it?
The one thing you can always guarantee about Tallulah's mum is she always has exquisite dress sense. Isn't that right, Rachel?
She's looking incredibly stylish with her trousers and glitzy shoes with studs on.
And Liz is with us now. Liz, how are you?
Excuse me, and with 7-inch heels.
They are incredible.
Yeah. Outrageous. You must, and it's a cliche, but you must be very proud of this, because just getting a hint of the atmosphere and the warm-up to the evening, obviously this is the second day of the whole thing, fantastic event.
I'm enormously proud, and last night, for the first time ever, I actually decided, I took the mic after she'd performed, and I explained, because I don't think what people don't understand is that she actually puts everything on herself. All I did was drive them here, bought all the glasses and a few extras for them, but everything else she has done. She has created this work, all these fabulous framed pictures, everyone representing a song from the album. The vinyl, which is, I think, unbelievable. And now, ever since she brought the vinyl out, I've noticed there's a huge sort of interest in vinyls.
Well, the two are not unconnected.
No, it's amazing. And then to see the book, I mean, everything has been a work of love. And last night, she was absolutely incredible. I mean, I've never heard her perform 1 hour, every single song, and you could hear a pin drop. It was amazing. And I was so proud of her, and I felt, you know, she's never allowed me to do it before. This time I went up and she said, oh my goodness, you're going to take the mic. I said, I am. Because I had to actually explain to people here that they probably think she's got a huge machine around her and masses of money, and she's done it on a shoestring. And as she's saying, you know, she raised all the money herself through pledging, and this is the third time she's done it. And still people come back, and still she's had people coming here from all over the country to listen. And she is quite unique, quite unique.
Well, she gets it from her mum, I'm sure. That's classic, you know, from that perspective. Rachel?
Yeah, I would say, you can see that she's poured her heart and soul and personality into through looking at the photographs, through meeting her briefly earlier, and everyone loves it. And you can tell it's a real work of collaboration with people who care about it. And you can tell that just from being here, which is really
I have to say, you're absolutely spot on. And I remember I found the vinyl, the album, and when she was away, she'd left one at home, and I looked at it, and I saw these wonderful images. And of course, there she is with her little bare butt, and there she is again. And she rises up. It's so phenomenal. That's the woods at the back of her cottage in Devon. And when she came back home, I said, you know, these are fantastic. And she said, oh, you actually like them? And I said, like them. I love them. Because, you know, there's my daughter, and showing her bare butt. But in fact, it's beautiful. It's just a work of art. It's so beautifully done. And it represents the song 100%. It's fantastic.
Just for the listener, it's not a song about bare butts, just in case you're wondering about that.
No.
We're into a different genre entirely on that basis.
Exactly. But if you open the middle page spread of the vinyl, the album, which is 33, the old-fashioned 33-inch, there are both those, and it's beautifully done, and a collector's item, 400 only.
Exactly. Well, Rachel has merited at least one CD copy today, so we're going to a new age from that point of view, so good stuff there.
Make certain she signs it, and it's numbered. You'll find they're all numbered. There's 1 to 400, and they were done specifically for a man who pledged, because I think he lost a brother, and he decided he wanted something in his memory. So he asked Tallulah if she'd do this album, 400, and he pledged, so she was able to do it, which is fantastic.
That is fantastic. I love the idea of the photography with her music, because music and visuals go so well, and I think it's tapped into an idea that people don't use as much, because they just, you buy music on the computer. And I think this, like, immersion is brilliant.
I love it, and I actually suggested her what she should try and do is put the whole thing together, all 14 images, and make a sort of some kind of musical, so that, you know, there's a story behind them. And
that's why we love you, Liz. You're always thinking of that next development. It's fantastic. It's genius.
Well, it was interesting, because she thought about it. She said, yes, that would be a very good idea. Because in actual fact, she wrote them in sequence, and there is a story connecting them. So it would be a great idea to create a musical.
Well, we've certainly been sharing some of those stories on a fortnightly basis with the Midweek Drive, as Chell has kind of been alternating with Michelle Monroe. So it's been a case of classic Matt Monroe and absolutely fantastic Tallulah Randall on alternate weeks, Wednesdays
wonderful.
At 6. So great stuff there. But Liz, we're kind of in the middle of the season for your good self now. I mean, obviously Royal Ascot, not too far away. Presumably all systems go for that.
Huge. Absolutely huge. I'm doing my Ascot party on the opening day, the 17th, and I've got about 100 people coming to that. And that is the traditional picnic, except, of course, I do have waiters in white gloves.
Well, absolutely.
And we do have tables and chairs, and I have fabulous food served. And because you may or may not know, Royal Ascot has changed its rules this year. I hate to say it's because of me, but I have been instructed that no commercial vehicles are allowed to deposit my chairs and tables and food. I did turn around and say, what do you expect me to do? Am I supposed to cook the food, serve the drinks, and what do they sit on? And a woman who's in the Royal Ascot office with a great sense of humour said, beanbags. And so it'll be interesting.
Does Nick Smith know about what's happening in his team, really?
It's quite extraordinary. Anyway, the next day I'm doing a seated lunch for 60 with an amazing client of mine, Camille Alzarka, who owns the Falcon Group. This is in a totally new venue at Royal Ascot, and I'd love to say that they've created it specially for me, but it's only just come on the market about 3 weeks ago, and I snapped it up, and we'll have our own private lift up to it. It's called On Five, and we have a 2-Michelin-star chef, and a 5-course lunch, and open bar, and tea, and a good time will be had by all.
We will think of you in spirit whilst we're covering the Lincolnshire show, Liz. It's the whole routine there, but marvellous things will be happening. Do you have to pass on my best wishes from both Ed Wellman, who had hoped to be here this evening, it's ticking over, doing duties as siren, and of course Richard Fitzwilliams, who's in Paris.
Oh, he is. What's he doing in Paris?
He's doing whatever Richard does in
Paris. Whatever Richard does.
Prepping for the next sort of phone link he does with us on Thursday, so there we are.
Richard for such a long time now, it's got to be about 30 years, And it's always been the same.
Oh, there you are.
It's always been the same.
But, I mean, Rachel was so shocked at how young he looked. Is that right, Rachel?
No, I was just... It wasn't... It was... When you hear on the radio, you have a perception of what someone's... Because you hear a voice, you build an image.
Yes.
Mine didn't match. And when I met him, I was like, oh, I don't know what I was expecting, but...
Most peculiar. Our trip to the National Theatre was just extraordinary. Still, life continues. Liz, again, a delight. We look forward to featuring you as ever as one of our regular society correspondents. And we'll catch up with you as the weeks and months proceed.
I am actually doing, on the 30th of June, which might be interesting to you, but I'm doing at the University of Innovation, which is the Lim Kong Kwing. It's the University of Malaysia, but it's at 106 Piccadilly. And they've come in and collaborated with me with this big event I'm doing for Walking with the Wounded and Raft, November the 28th in London at Hurlingham. And they are now having a competition for about 500 of their design students, and encouraged by Eric Way, who's now lecturing over there. And
Eric Way, who has a poodle and all sorts of other wonderful Eric Way scenarios.
Absolutely. And as the name of my event is Steps to the Future, these design students' task is to create, in a competition, the most futuristic outfit that they can. And they will then select 10 of the students and take that outfit, fly them to London, and that will be the show at this big event. So on the 30th of June, here at the university, they're announcing their participation, and we'll have all the Malaysian tourist office, and journalists, etc. And I'll bring in all my gang, etc. I'd be delighted if you and your team came.
Well, Rachel, would you be up for that?
Maybe, yes, it does sound quite good.
I think it could well be a deal. It could be a fantastic date. Liz, we look forward to it.
Thank you. Thank you, Alex. As always, it's been a joy to talk to you.